Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. The last couple of days, we've been talking about faith, in a sense. Even though we don't use the word all the time, we really are talking about how deep is your belief. This is what God teaches. This is what God offers. Are you willing to follow Him? How deep is your faith? So many people, I think, today in this world, especially in our country, although in probably the whole Western world, we live so much based on externals. If I look the right way, if I attend the right event, if I associate with these people, if I have this money in my bank account, then I am worthwhile. It's a wrong criteria, brothers and sisters. It's wrong. Or I have these people who are my friends, so that by association makes me a person worthy to be listened to. All the ways in which we manipulate the things of this world to serve us. And it's wrong. What we ought to be doing is saying, I am a son or daughter of God the Father. I belong to Jesus Christ who has saved me. And I want to live with Him forever. And I want to bring as many people to heaven with me as I possibly can. Then you're a disciple. Then you are a follower of Christ. Notice, I didn't say you needed to be perfect. You can't be perfect. Not this side of heaven. But you can grow in holiness, so that there are less and less and less obstacles in your life to following the Lord, single-mindedly, single-heartedly, following Him, seeking after Him, day in and day out. I was praying the other day in the chapel, and I was thinking a couple of thoughts that were not too complimentary to somebody else, and I was impatient, and I was frustrated, and I was sitting there, right there in the chapel before the Blessed Sacrament. And I wasn't even fully conscious. I was just kind of mumbling to myself about this situation and that situation and why did this happen and so on, that kind of thing. And so clearly in my head, there's no audible voice at all, but so clearly in my head, I felt like the Lord said to me, why don't you pay attention to me? And let go of those thoughts about this other person. Why don't you pay attention to me? Get me back to being first in your life. Look at me. Listen to me. Let your thoughts be worthy of my presence. Oh my goodness, did that call me up short. It's not like I audibly heard words, but just this sense goes right through you. Look what you're doing. Well, the readings for today and somewhat for the next couple of days, the readings deal with the need to be reconciled to God. If we're really disciples of the Lord, if we really say we're followers of Jesus Christ, if we say we're Catholic, if we say we want to follow Him, then our thoughts, the work of the mind, needs to get in the rightful place, not external show, but how do I think? How do I use my mind? Is it to draw nearer to God? Is it for His glory? Do I use my mind to care for others, to serve others? What am I doing with this gift of my mind? Is it drawing me closer to God? Is it bringing other people closer to God? Or don't I even think about it? Perhaps I don't even consider that. And it should be dead center in our lives. And God, in His mercy, drew me up. It's like a little slap across the face. It wasn't very strong, but it was still clear that I was thinking negative thoughts about somebody else. And I'm right sitting there, right in the presence of God. Do I bring Him honor and glory when I do that? No. So I need to repent. I need to change. I need to be reconciled to God's plan and God's purpose in my life. The first reading is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verses 1 to 12. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, the headland of Pisgah, which faces Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead, and as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negeb, the circuit of the Jordan with the lowlands at Jericho, city of palms, and as far as Zoar. The Lord then said to him, "This is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that I would give to their descendants. I have let you feast your eyes upon it, but you shall not cross over." So there in the land of Moab, Moses, the servant of the Lord, died as the Lord had said. He was able to bring people to the doorway, so to speak, of the promised land. And then God took him to himself. So there in the land of Moab, Moses, the servant of the Lord, died as the Lord had said. And he was buried in the ravine opposite Beth Peor in the land of Moab. But to this day, no one knows the place of his burial. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were undimmed and his vigor unabated. For 30 days, the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab until they had completed the period of grief and mourning for Moses. Do you realize that, how much of mourning for those who have gone before us, how little place that occupies in the lives of most of us, except perhaps immediate family? Here, a people wept for 30 days for their leader. Appropriate. Appropriate. I don't mean they were just sitting there crying. They poured out their grief. Grief has a place in our lives. It's not to be ignored. It's to be lived through. Lord, what do you want to teach us? We pray for those who have gone before us. Pray that they may see your face. Lord, one day I will stand before you at your judgment seat. How do you want me living my life? Take time to ask God those kinds of questions and listen for his answers. Read the scriptures every day. Now, Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom since Moses had laid his hands upon him, and so the children of Israel gave him their obedience, thus carrying out the Lord's command to Moses. So people were willing to obey him. Since then, no prophet has arisen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Can you imagine what that must have been like? He had no equal in all the signs and wonders the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants, and against all his land, and for the might and the terrifying power that Moses exhibited in the sight of all Israel. They knew Moses saw God. Yes, the people rebelled. Yes, the people fought him. But there were times when they bowed down because they knew they were in the presence of holiness. How open are we to listen for the voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord? He's present with us all the time, but sometimes it's a little more obvious. Might be an inspiration, a thought. But you recognize anew, he is here. He is with me. He is here to guide me. He's here to reconcile me. He's here to help me get to heaven. Do you acknowledge God's presence daily? We need to. Blessed be God who filled my soul with fire. Blessed be God who filled my soul with fire. The fire of love. The fire of repentance. The fire of humility. The fire of the desire for the truth. Let God set your heart aflame with the truth. Blessed be God who filled my soul with fire. Psalm 66. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, what do? You go and tell him his fault between you and him alone." There is no room for gossip. It may be possible that you are in a difficult situation and you need wisdom and counsel. You can go to a person seeking that wisdom and counsel. You may speak of what has gone wrong, but you don't gossip. These are the facts. That's all you deal with. Not this is what I think and this is what hurts me. Let's just get the facts first. Then we'll deal with the forgiveness you need to give. Don't just try to squelch it down. That's not what God wants you to do. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you've won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If it's something serious, and somebody's saying you stole this and you know you didn't, then you have a right to seek counsel, but you try to speak to that person alone first. You don't just run off to somebody else. You take the step directly to the person. If that doesn't work, then go to someone who can counsel you and ask for help. But you don't go to me, wait till I tell you what so-and-so said to me today. Eliminate that from your vocabulary. Eliminate that from your thinking. It's hard. Ask God to help you. And when he does, more light, more truth, more courage, more wisdom, more hope will come into your life. Withholding forgiveness just eats you alive. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. In other words, he can't be your friend. If somebody's not going to be willing to face the truth, doesn't mean you don't pray for him, doesn't mean you don't help him, and it doesn't mean you can gossip now. I took all the steps and now I can tell everybody what a horrible person that is. No, 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 no. Take the steps, seek to resolve, but don't gossip. Say what is necessary to say so that someone understands the situation and can give you counsel. Don't gossip. Don't withhold forgiveness. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. You can say to somebody you're having difficulty, let's pray together before God. Let's ask God to help us resolve this situation. And when you come before God and you really put yourselves before God, you watch how God works in your lives. What he touches in you that enables you to be generous with the other person and they with you. Watch what God does. But so many people just stomp off and eliminate that person and gossip about that person. That never brings God close. It doesn't. God keeps his distance from that. You want God as near to you as is possible. So, in your faith, ask for faith. Give me the grace to repent where I'm wrong. Give me the grace to seek forgiveness when I'm wrong. Let that be a guiding point in your life, and God will abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.